Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. If the last week hasn't been enough to encourage you to get outside, I'm not sure what will. Our outdoor adventure contributor, Stacy Tornio, joins us this morning with one suggestion for how to be a bit more deliberate with your efforts to get out of the house.
She is using herself as an example as she takes us through a veritable ritual called the 21-day recharge. Hi, Stacy. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So we're having this conversation as you are in the middle of this. By the time it airs, you will be done. But let's talk about what the 21-day recharge is.
So the 21-day recharge is really just a way of getting outside for 21 days in a purposeful way. And so
when you say purposeful, I mean, it's about more than like, OK, well, I have to go outside to get to my car.
Right. Like you can't count walking into Target or, you know, even walking the dog. Like if you walk the dog regularly, it doesn't get to count. So it has to be kind of above and beyond what you would normally do. And the whole reason this started is because, you know, I've done a lot of research and written kids books about the benefits of getting kids outside. And the thing is, it works for adults, too. Like, it's a wonderful thing. And there's actually studies of that showing doctors prescribing nature, prescribing sunshine to patients to get outside.
And this is presumably about more than just the vitamin D aspect to it?
It is. It's, you know, it's getting out. It's being active. It's amazing what, you know, we live in such a busy, busy world and we go to our jobs and we come home and if we have kids and we just don't think we have time. And whenever you take, even if it's 15 minutes, even if it's that walk after dinner or taking time on your lunch break, it's amazing what that can do and how that can just brighten your day.
Well, so if it's about more than, you know, doing a better job on your homework, if you're a kid, what are some of the ways that you see it actually making a difference to you? And you're somebody that already goes outside.
Yeah, so I consider that I go outside pretty good. And I've been doing this challenge every day, and it has been a challenge because some of the days here in Wisconsin have been rain, whatever. But even on those days, like, man, some of the experiences that I've had, like, by myself and with my kids, it's just amazing. Like,
what have you done?
You know, there's days that we don't feel like going outside at all. Like, I just want to sit there after dinner, like, watch something on TV. And we go out, and I find that it actually gives me more energy. So whenever we come back, then, you know, I have energy to do the dishes or hang out with my kids. We went to Lapham Peak to climb the tower there.
That's more than just after dinner.
Yep, that was a weekend. We've had two muskrat experiences just in the middle of nowhere. We've taken the dog out. The dog loves the 21-day challenge. It's just been a really, like, eye-opening experience, both for me and my kids.
Is the dog posting its experiences on Instagram?
Well, there are dog photos. Hashtag dogs of Instagram. No. The dog has been getting out. I am chronicling the experience on Instagram and on Twitter, and I've been using the hashtag 21-day recharge. And so you can go and see all the photos that I've been taking from it.
Well, and I assume it would be a success to be a little happier each day, but it would really only be a success if the 21-day recharge leads to kind of more regular interactions with the outside.
Yeah, and, you know, the kids and I have talked about this because they've been like, okay, Mom, where are we going today? And one day my son said, Mom, I just want to play basketball. Can we play basketball today? And so we talked about, like, what do we do after this, you know, when it's over? What are we going to do? How are we going to get outside? And we talked about planning a trip, like, once a month, not even a trip. I use that in air quotes, but, like, going out to somewhere new once a month, you know, and whether it's a day after school or whether it's on a weekend, you know, going to a park we've never been to, visiting a body of water we've never gone to, and just to experience things in new ways.
Well, so let me ask you the important question. Does going outside to play basketball count?
It does count. And what's funny is the day that we went out to play basketball, we went to a park that was a little off the beaten path. And then we saw like a family of bunny rabbits while we were playing basketball. So it was like, oh my, like there's like nature and there's outdoors like right there. And we had this like great like bunny moment at the same time.
Well, we'll hop to it. Stacey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Mitch.
Stacey Tornio is the author of nearly a dozen books related to nature, gardening, and getting kids outside. She also runs the website destinationnature.com. You can find a link to her Instagram feed at wuwm.com.